If you're interested in what I look like in real life, then make sure you check out my Instagram at JoeTheInsomniac. Hey everyone. Sorry this video's a bit shorter. I have quite a bad headache at the minute. I did boxing training today and got caught with quite a good shot. So my head's hurting a fair bit at the minute. But that's okay. I hope you're having a great day. I love you and enjoy these stories. My family owns a lot of land, and on this land we often have problems with squatters. My dad and one of my friends and I would all go out to check out places where apparently people were staying that shouldn't be. I mean, we had more than enough private property signs, and they're just annoying, especially if they're potentially doing lawless activities on our property. So one night, we have such an event. Someone's been sleeping in one of our cabins. Yes, it's derelict, but it's ours. And apparently, they look like they're crackheads. Ah, great. Not only have we got to clear it up, but we're also going to have to take out some drugs, so nobody or any of our animals can get hurt on them. Unfortunately for us, we have to check it out quick, because my mum's getting really worried. And nightfall's about to set, which only makes it worse for us. We walk up there, and we're just having a laugh, saying, I hope they're not armed, because I know that we are. All of us have rifles on us, and my dad has a shotgun. If it comes to it, heck, we're gonna light them up. I'm not gonna take any risks. And the law's not going to be on their side if they're already breaking the law but also trespassing on our property. We get in there, and it's quiet. Just too quiet. My dad said he's going to go outside for a cigarette. I decide to join him. We're really confused because we had seen them a couple of nights ago. They must still be around here. Eventually all of us are outside. I turn my back on the cabin for 1 second, and I hear a loud pitched scream. It makes me drop my cigarette. I look around and can't find the source of the sound. We all have our hands on our weapons. We now see a faint glow behind us. I suddenly have this warm feeling. I'm not one to believe in the paranormal, but it's strange. I turn round, and to my horror, the entire cabin's been set on fire. I mean, not like a normal natural fire you could start with even a match, like the whole thing had been doused in gasoline. Like somebody was waiting for us to stay in there, heard the door close, and then tried to burn us alive. We never actually found out who did this, but my god, would we have let them have it if we found them. We called the police, but unfortunately, as the cabin had burnt down, there was no evidence in there, and the case remains unsolved to this day. This is my mum's story that happened when she's about 18 years old. Back then, she lived in a small town in Germany, and she would go on bike tours frequently. This particular day, she wanted to ride the bike to the forest, have a picnic there, and ride back home. She had done that a bunch of times and said it wasn't an unsafe place to be, and she would always set up her stuff near the road, just in case. Anyway, when she almost got to the spot she usually goes, there's a boy fixing his bike. My mum said he's maybe 14. My mum wasn't on the bike anymore. She was wheeling it, because she was almost there. When passing the guy, he jumps her, and the next thing she knows, she's face down on the ground. She instantly starts yelling at him to get off and what are you doing? He instantly gets up, but my mum takes the opportunity to get the hell out of there. My mum didn't call the cops or anything because, well, nothing happened. This isn't all though. Fast forward 4 or 5 years on, a few towns over, this guy's on the news. for murder. He would wait for women in the park, pounce on them, and kill them. My mom was just glad that this happened when she was younger, because if he was older, he might have been stronger and managed to get her dead in the forest. I like primitive camping, and me and my wife go out sometimes by ourselves. We usually bring the dog and spend a couple of nights. This time we invited some friends for drinking. Anyway, on the first day, we heard a vehicle coming down the road, not odd. There are maybe 10 sites or more several miles down the road. It's a dirt road, with nothing there but these primitive sites. One way in and one way out. What's odd though, is that the vehicle that they see is a meatpacking truck. It was old, really old, and the lettering was faded. It was faded in beige. None of us really made out the person driving it. There were no plates on the back either. So we all get creeped out collectively, but kind of decide it's not too weird. Maybe they're just renting it out for the cheap. Flash forward to the morning. My mum calls. She's panicking. Freaking out. Apparently, some hikers were literally abducted within a few miles of us. There are several girls out at our site too. And my mum's convinced it was the people we saw. I wasn't 100% certain, so pull out my GPS. It was less than half a mile from where we were. I don't remember much of what happened after, but we got the hell out of there. When I was a kid, I grew up at a campground. I'd literally spend the whole summer there, as a relative managed it and worked night security, so I'd been camping throughout my life. On my 21st birthday, some buddies and I decided to go on a trip and do some real camping away in the bush. We Google Maps a nice spot near a river, along the coast of Lake Superior, out of our way. It was only a few hours to boat there, and we would canoe along the beach for a few miles to get to this spot. We're talking real remote. The nearest road was 5 miles away, and other than trekking through the woods, the only way to get there would be to go back the way we come from, along the beach. So we set up camp near dark, got a nice fire going, and just drank for a few hours. So around midnight, we're all getting tired. After all the paddling and stuff, we were pretty ready to get our tents out. Now, even though I've been camping my whole life, I'm still a light sleeper. I can hear something moving around outside the tents normally. Now right now, I hear heavy footsteps. They're clearly from shoes. I assume it's not an animal, I mean obviously, but it's just one of my friends going to use the bathroom. Even though I don't hear any zipper sounds to the tent, the steps begin to slowly fade away towards the beach. After about 20 minutes or so, I forget about them and begin to drift off to sleep. The next morning, we all get up and start making breakfast and collecting wood. The walking never comes up and we carry on. Now later in the day, we all head to the river to do some fishing and split off into groups. I'm fishing with the friend in the tent next to mine when the other guys split off. He starts saying if I heard anything last night. I tell him about the footsteps and he nods. He then tells me that about an hour after they walked off, they came back. I mentioned to him that it's probably someone from camp, and he tells me that he doesn't think so because they never went to a tent. He says that the steps walked past the tent, then carried on into the woods. Now jump forward to the last day of the trip. No steps are heard all throughout the week. Until last night. We're all settled in nice and early, and we have to pack off our stuff and paddle back. And about half an hour in, I can hear steps off at the back edge of the clearing again. They're kind of faint, but as I can start to hear them more clearly, they picked up the pace until they're at full run. And they storm past all the tents into the beach again. We're talking full sprint, like you're running for your life, and it's loud as hell. This time, everyone wakes up and climbs out of their tents, flashlights and everything. We all jump out, but there's literally no signs whatsoever that anybody ran here. The soil in the area is fairly soft. If it was a deer or bear, there's going to be clear footprints, but a human? That would definitely leave some. Not even the grass was disturbed. I've never seen anything like it. Being in such a remote area, I really think it must have been something paranormal. Nobody got any sleep after that. We all pack up our stuff except the chairs, and wait around the fire until the sun comes up, paranoid and ready. One of my buddies suggested it could be a Wendigo, but I don't know. Scared the life out of me. My family owned lots of swampland, and we had small cabins set up on some of these, because it could be really nice as a getaway sometimes. There's something about being out in nature which is just so relaxing and nice. All of that changed one day, however. When I was about 14, me and my best friend stayed in the cabin. We mostly played video games, and just had a good laugh. One night there was a really big thunderstorm, and we had to retreat from the cabin to get back inside. Now the next morning, my friend looked out the window and said, "Oh, I thought we were staying in the closest one to us." I said, "What are you talking about? We were." He said, "No, we couldn't have been." I looked out the window, and to my amazement, the cabin was no longer there. I then rushed downstairs to tell my dad, wondering what on earth has happened, and my mum meets me halfway up the stairs saying, "You're not gonna believe what's happened. The ground that was underneath the cabin you two boys were staying in has collapsed, and the cabin's gone." To this day, it's one thing that's horrified me more than anything. The fact that we were so close to danger and didn't even know it. Heck, nobody knew it.